Hey, I'm Desiree Moses, hanging out backstage at 930 Club in Washington, D.C., and I want to kick things off with this fun fact. In 2011, the Alabama Shakes played their first radio session ever with WNRN ahead of the release of their album Boys and Girls. 16 Grammy nominations, another Shakes album, and two solo albums later, we're thrilled to reconnect with Brittany Howard. Brittany, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy we're reunited.
Your new solo album is called What Now? It's such a fun and exciting ride. There's elements of house music and jazz. It's warm and soulful. What journey were you looking to go on this record, and what journey were you looking to take your listeners on?
You know, it wasn't really premeditated. Like, this album came about just by me being kind of like bored during the pandemic. And I was like, well, I'm a creative person. I should probably create things. And so I like downloaded some new recording software and I was just messing around. And I told myself when I go in there, like, whatever comes out is like valid. Like, it's okay to make whatever type of music you want to. And so that's what I did. A couple years passed and I just realized I had enough material to make a record. And so really it's just like a journey of what my life was like the inner like kind of dialogue I was having with myself and just exploring myself during that time when we're all in lockdown and what I wanted my life to look like. You know, it was just like very similar to what everybody else was going through. And this is just like my diary of it. And having the sound bowls on it and things like that, I just wanted the listeners to kind of like experience like the piece I was trying to create for myself. And also like, it kind of acts as a way to get listeners listening, you know, because it's a whole album experience.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. When you're making a record like this that is so vulnerable in that way, are you thinking about the listener at all? Or you're making it for you, and if it hits, it hits?
You know, the first step of the process is definitely making it for me. That's just always what I've been into. It's always what I wanted to do. It's just make stuff that moves me. And then the second part of the process was like, well, how can I help people consume this, you know? Because it does go a lot of places. It's like a roller coaster of emotions. And so, yeah, on the latter half of it, like when we were sequencing and putting it together, I was thinking of the listener.
Well, we've enjoyed spinning the title track on WNRN. Let's take a listen to how it sounds on the album, because this is a case where you do have those sound bowls as a transition between the track before this song and then going into the song.
I surrender.
What Now, the title track to Brittany Howard's new album on WNRN. Hopefully, before the song started, you were able to catch those crystal sound bowls. That's the transition that you will hear before you listen to the song on the actual record. Let's dip back into my conversation, recorded live with Brittany Howard backstage at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., where she tells us about the sound bowls.
Yeah, the sound bowls kind of do like a few things. Like, it cleanses your palate between the tracks. It also kind of... I'm running an experiment right now. I won't find out until later in the year, probably. But, like, I'm hoping it just chills people out in general, you know? Just in general, like, listening to music, getting your brain on that wavelength of, like, peace and harmony, consuming someone else's experience, and then being grateful for your own. I think it's definitely serving. Some people don't like it, and that's fine, because, you know, like, I feel like the first time I was listening to sound bowls, I didn't like it either. I was like, what's this for? You know? But I've grown to appreciate them, and you'll find when you're driving and you're going in traffic, if you have my album on, it's fine.
I had no road rage coming into DC today when I had that on at all. No, for me, I didn't expect it, and then when it happened, I was like, this is just a really nice sort of palate cleanser. Something for me that's important just as a listener is sort of having this space.
Yeah.
And I'm always sort of searching for ways that artists create space within music.
Yeah.
And I felt for me, that was the function it sort of served. Yeah. Are there other ways that you work to create space within your music?
Oh yeah. I mean, I feel like even tonally and instrumentally, things can be really sparse for different types of reasons. Like, my lyrics can be sparse and I let the music kind of take precedence. And the purpose of that is just to have people think about what I'm saying, you know, space to think, space for the listener to fit in and belong there too. I do that pretty meaningfully. And also, the sound bowls kind of put you in the mood to receive and just to receive music and just to meditate for just like, even just like a baby second on what you're listening to and what I'm trying to say.
We're speaking with Brittany Howard on WNRN about the new album, What Now? Brittany, once again, you teamed up with producer Sean Everett to make this record, and you sourced some interesting sounds. There's trash cans, there's water jugs, forks being used. Can you walk us through how those sounds were included on the album?
Sean's like, send me all your demos, because Sean can see what I'm trying to do. I just don't have the knowledge to do it how Sean does it. But I can hear it and I can see it. And so by the time I got to the studio, Sean was like, yeah, I listened to your demo for Red Flags. And so right over here, we have a trash can and like a 55-gallon drum and like a water tank and a music stand full of forks. And he's like, and that's going to be the future kit. And that's what we're going to use on that. And I was like, I cannot wait for Nate to see this. Because the first album, we had Nate playing with chopsticks. And you have to understand the irony of getting a world-class jazz drummer to play trash. But he played it good. You can't stop him.
What did he play the chopsticks on? Was that
Stay
on Jamie?
High. Stay High.
On Stay High, he did?
It's chopsticks.
That's amazing. And I was listening to some interview you did. It might have been on World Cafe with Raina, where you were talking about using colors to describe what sort of sound you were looking for, that you would tell Sean, this is yellow. And then, you know, thinking back to the Shakes record, sound and color, has color always been sort of a touchstone for you when you're creating?
Yeah, super important. I mean, everything has frequencies. So like, if a sound has a frequency, colors have frequencies. So it just makes perfect sense. They go hand in hand, you know, and Sean's someone who understands that too. And that's something I've always imagined and worked with, like, from the very beginning. And especially with sound and color, because that album to me was so up and down across the color spectrum. And then I got to an album like Jamie, which I was kind of evolving into new palettes. And then I get to something like this, where it's like some songs are cool blue and other ones are super red hot, you know.
Green's my favorite color. What would be a green song? What would be an example of green?
Hold on. I don't usually like make a lot of green songs. I got to think about that. Hold on. No greens on this album. No greens. But you know what might have some green is, what is it called? Another Day. Another Day is like a Rorschach. It's got everything in it.
All right. So, yeah, yes. Yeah. I'm somebody that is still very much attached to listening to the whole album. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously where we're at now, that's not always the case, right? We're very much a singles-oriented culture. Sort of how do you feel about that? It's important to you to make a cohesive record that tells a story in this way?
I don't know how attached I am to that idea. That's just where I'm at now and how I'm approaching music now. Because to me, that felt like I needed to get my stories out there and get these experiences out there and let the album serve as like a cathartic thing so I can just move behind, you know?
A lot of these songs, as you mentioned, you started during pandemic, so started as demos at home, then transitioned and recorded at Sound Emporium and then RCA Studio A, where you live in Nashville. Can you maybe pick one song and talk about sort of the evolution of it from the demo to when you took it in? Because I think it's also important to note that there's so many layers of instrumentation on this, and a lot of that was all you from when it started. Mm-hmm. It's not just you on guitar or your vocals. You know, you're building all of these, so you're doing a lot of this stuff.
Right. I guess I'll do Prove It To You, because Prove It To You to me is the first time I've ever made an album, a song like that.
Right.
First time I made a song like that. So it started off with, I downloaded this software. It's called Reason. And I never used it before. This is like a new experience for me during the pandemic. So I downloaded it, and it had all these 808 presets on there. And I started making like a little dance beat, and I liked it. And then I started getting like this little synth on there. And I was just kind of creating my own like little world. I was like, okay, I'm jamming. And then I sung the lyrics on there, and the lyrics just came out of me. And I was like, wow, this is like kind of sad, but the music's so happy and dancey. And I was like, okay, I love these two things together. And so it made it onto the album. And when we re-recorded it in the studio, we actually like replaced everything with real drums, which was quite the adventure. Nate Smith played the drums, and he crushed it. It kind of just come from a fun place. Like, I've never done this before. Let me see what happens. And I'm fortunate enough to like, I can do stuff like that and just have fun. And then masses of people hear it.
Well, let's take a listen to how it turned out. Brittany Howard off the album What Now? Prove It To You on WNRN.
I've never been good at saying what I mean. Every time I try, it comes out incomplete. Believe me, baby, I'll show you how I feel for you right now. All I wanna do is prove it to you.
From Brittany Howard's sophomore solo album, What Now? On WNRN. I sat down with Brittany before her show in Washington, D.C. at 9:30 Club to talk about the new record. And we wound things down with a What Now? Lightning round.
What are you listening to now?
Ooh, what am I listening to right now? I like the artist Tomego.
What are you reading now?
What am I reading now? I'm reading Liners.
Yes. All right. What's your favorite snack right now?
Favorite snack right now is cabbage cheese.
It's good. Wait, extra sharp or just the sharp?
Yeah, give me that.
I get the sharp. Red label.
Yeah, extra sharp.
That's green, I think.
Yeah,
actually,
I got the green in the fridge right now.
Yeah, that's the green label. Brittany Howard, thank you so much for taking the time.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Let's go out with a full circle moment, revisiting the Alabama Shakes' first radio session ever that happened to be at WNRN in 2011. Their live performance of Boys and Girls, which was included on WNRN's 25th anniversary in studio compilation.
Oh, why can't we be best friends anymore? They say a friend ain't to be between a girl and a boy. I don't know said it. Oh, why they got to be so wrong? Oh, why don't you call? Don't you care anymore? It's not fair. Don't let them get you. They took us both, and now I got to fish you. Well, I don't know how to fix you. They say it's just the way it's got to be. But how so? Why? There's an awful lot of questions. And I can't give me no answers. Oh, why can't you see that I'm not trying to be no kind of bother? Well, I'm just trying to say what's left between you and me, and where we left it before they took it. And you know they took it all and took off. Oh, Lord.